To Perth now, where 9 people have been rushed to hospital after a suspected mass drug overdose. Emergency services were called to a house in suburban Victoria Park late last night, with 3 patients said to be in a critical condition. Neighbours say it isn't the first time paramedics have been called to the property. Joining me now is our reporter Graham Powell, who's outside the house. Graham, what do you know of how all this unfolded?
Sam, paramedics were called to a home in Colombo Street in Victoria Park, an inner city suburb about 4 km from the centre of the city, just before midnight last night. They found 9 people at the property either unconscious or violently ill, and I think they worked out pretty quickly they were all affected by some type of drug. So 7 men and 2 women were placed on stretchers and wheeled outside to waiting ambulances. And a neighbour, Sebastian, has told me that he witnessed it all unfolding and it was quite scary.
We came outside because we heard some loud noises, and when we came out, just heaps and heaps of police cars and ambulances, 8 ambulances, 6 or 7 police cars, and it was just absolutely crazy. People were rushing around, rushing into the house. I think they might have thought it could have been violent because they were running in, they were unhooking, canisters, stuff. It was really scary. And people just started coming out in stretchers. Most of them were in like an unconscious state, but some of them were. Well, one of them was kicking and having almost like a spasm. And it was really scary.
That's one of the neighbours of that Victoria Park property, Sebastian Arevalo. And Graham, what else did he have to say about the people who live in the house?
Sam, he says the property is continually occupied by different groups of people who appear to be mostly backpackers and students. He says there was a similar incident on New Year's Eve during the day. Apparently, paramedics arrived at the same property to find some people inside had overdosed on drugs. He said that incident wasn't as serious and they were treated at the home. But he says it's the second incident in 4 days. But other than that, despite the fact that there's a lot of backpackers and students that continually come and go from this property and they are different groups during the year, there doesn't seem to be that much trouble at the home. It's normally pretty quiet, although they did have a big New Year's Eve party.
Finally, Graham, what do we know about the condition of the 9 people now?
Sam, the latest report we have from medical authorities is that 4 patients remain in a critical condition in intensive care. The other 5 are still in hospital, but their condition is far less serious. So of the 9, 4 remain critical, and the other 5 are expected to be released sometime today or early tomorrow. I understand police are waiting to speak to them about what exactly unfolded in the property late last night. And as a precaution, Sam, I've also been told that the organised crime squad, because we're dealing with a number of foreign students from Colombia, Germany and other parts of the world, that as a precaution, the organised crime squad has also been called in to investigate exactly what happened here last night.
Our reporter in Perth, Graham Powell, thank you.